This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, readypowerusa.com. That's the website. Check it out. We're talking to a few people who are open for business and who are going to be open today. All right, Craig from Craig's Electrical has called in. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Scoop. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You guys are going to be open?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually heading in right now. So I live in Luling, so just coming across Highway 90, this gas station's open. The last gas station you're going to hit before you get to Avondale is going to be the pit stop. That's actually one of my customers. I went out there this morning to go make sure his generator's up and running for that gas station. So I just talked to the owner. He'll be open until 6 o'clock. So if anybody needs gasoline, you know, Boutique, all your gas stations. Some of them are still on power, but the one that's going to be the last one before you get to Avondale is the pit stop. That one's opened up. It'll be open up at 6 o'clock. So they'll back up power. So we're actually headed in right now to our shop. We got lots of phone calls. I talked to Tommy yesterday, so to keep homeowners safe after 8 o'clock today, we have CO monitors. We want to give out to one per household and no cost, no additional cost. It's free. They show up. We give them a CO monitor just to protect them because, you know, some of the things with portable generators, people are running them. They don't have CO monitors in the home. Or if they don't have a CO monitor, I mean, if they don't have a home generator or backup generator, a portable, they can put the CO monitor in their home, and because, I mean, if your neighbor has a portable generator, there's a possibility of you get them putting carbon monoxide in your home as well. So
you could get carbon monoxide from a neighbor's generator.
That is correct, yeah. So, I mean, people don't think about that. They focus on themselves and put those horse blinders on and just worried about themselves, but they put others in harm's way without realizing, especially if they put a, you know, especially a lot of houses in Metairie and New Orleans area, you may have, you know, 5 foot or 10 feet between you and your neighbor, and you put a portable generator between you and your neighbor, and your neighbor has a window open because, you know, it's going to warm up in a few hours, and that carbon monoxide from the generator exhaust can get into your neighbor's home as well.
So Craig's Electrical offering free CO monitor. And you know, that gas is invisible, and you don't know, and then, you know, people are gone because of it. It's devastating.
Yeah, I mean, even like Hurricane Ida, I mean, you know, the deaths for Hurricane Ida weren't from the hurricane. It was from portable generators and then properly installed backup whole home generators, you know. So that's where the deaths came in.
You guys are the experts. So where can they go to get the free CO monitors?
So it's going to be 1322 24th Street. That's in Canada. It's going to be off of Bainbridge. Wait till at least 8 o'clock because we're actually coming in a little bit earlier today, so we can get our guys on the road. We're just kind of doing a run-through right now, just assessing the roads, and everything's clear pretty much. Last night there was that whole road was all underwater. I was looking at it from my camera from my shop, and the water's receded. So, you know, just be careful driving around. They probably do have water, lower-lying areas, you know. So,
okay.
You know, you can't see the road. Don't drive through it. I mean, you can't tell the distance between, you know, the canal or a ditch and the road. I mean, even with 4 or 5 inches of water, it's hard to tell, especially at night. You know?
Okay, Craig's Electrical, 1322 24th Street in Kenner.
Yes, sir.
All right, Craig, thanks for the information. Thanks for what you do. And look, those CO monitors can be a life-saving device, and you're giving them out free. That's a great thing. And if anybody needs any help with the generator stuff or electrical stuff, Craig's Electrical is going to be open, and they'll help you out. Stay safe, Craig, and thanks for the information.
Thank you, Scoop. You guys be safe. Appreciate everything you guys are doing, staying up late and coming in early.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.